pleased to help me. I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and the 10th verse. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Chapter 18, the book of Proverbs, and the 10th verse. This is a word which it will be well if grace is given to us, preacher and people alike, to contemplate it. A word which I judge is wonderfully seasonable in the times in which you and I are living. For every day the times grow more perilous and the world grows more wicked. And it is a wonderful mercy to realize what you sometimes sing about. I wonder how often you lay it to heart and say thank you to God for it. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. And I want, as the Lord to help me, to look at this subject from two or three viewpoints, hoping it is the right subject to bring before you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And now all through the Word of God, you get references to the name of the Lord. And it is not easy to put into words what is the exact meaning, but as grace is given, I will try and say something concerning it. And first of all, do remember that the name of the Lord denotes his nature. And that you must ever remember concerning God with whom you have to do. Your name, my name, does not always denote what our nature is. Our name is given to us so that we are known in the world as to who we are and where we live. But a man can have a name, and that name may be a good name and have a meaning to it, and yet the man by his life does not live in accordance with what his name is. And now the name of the Lord always denotes his nature. And there is one thing I would say a word or two about. Language always has a limitation when you come to speak about the things of God. And now, sometimes you read about what are called by theologians the attributes of God. And yet, strictly speaking, it is not an illustration that should be used. You may be wise, and if you are, you have been endowed with wisdom. You may be kind, likewise, and if you are, you have been endowed with a kindly disposition. It is not what you are by nature. It is not you, what you are by nature, is very sad to describe. You and I, how sad our state by nature is, you and I have got to answer to one name corresponding to what we are by nature, and that name is sinner. And if you should be wise, or kind, or honest, or good, that is what you have been endowed with as a gift, and you are responsible before God for the use of it. And now you must never think of God like that. When we say God only wise, it does not mean that he possesses the attribute of wisdom, but that he is wisdom, his nature. The name of the Lord, God only wise, denotes his nature. He is the essence of wisdom. And if you say the Lord our God is merciful, that is what he is by nature. And he cannot be otherwise. And when it says God is love, it does not mean that love is the attribute of God which he exercises, but that it is his nature. His name, his nature, his love. And now that is the foundation truth in this word before us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. His name and his nature are one. Whatever the word of God says, the name of God is in any one place. He is just what that name implies in the perfection of it by nature. Ask God to help you think on it prayerfully and ponder it in your hearts. And it is a wonderful consideration and a wonderful condescension that God has made known what his name is to poor sinners like you and me. And you remember that he made it known long ago to Moses, and it says in the book of Exodus, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. It will need eternity to give unto God the glory that is due unto his holy name, that he has indeed revealed in the word of his grace his name, his nature. And when you understand just a little of it, you will think like this: whom though we cannot comprehend, knowing thou art the sinner's friend, we love thee and adore. The name of the Lord. Much might be said along that line of thought. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And there is a word in the Psalms, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And many of you are well aware, by divine teaching, neither is there salvation in any other. There is given under heaven among men none other name whereby we can be saved. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And you will find, as you look through the Old Testament records concerning the name of the Lord, that it was ordained of God where his name should be revealed and made manifest. And God said to Moses, as you read in the book of Deuteronomy, unto the place which the Lord your God should choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Again and again, there are like references to the name of the Lord. And sometimes you have sung, the Lord in Zion placed his name. What then? His ark was settled there. To Zion the whole nation came to worship thrice a year. And now it means this. I would like to emphasize it as grace is given. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and it denotes that God is approachable. And that is not just an elementary truth to bring before you. It is a wonderful mercy to contemplate. God is approachable, and he has revealed his name for who he is and what his nature is. And that he delighteth in mercy. And that he does befriend poor sinners. And he magnifies his grace in doing it. Yes. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And now it might be well to look a little at that illustration which the Holy Spirit has used, and which is found in this book of Proverbs. The setting of it seems rather strange, for in the midst of that which conveys much moral teaching, all to do with moral righteousness, you find here the gospel of the grace of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. And now I want us, the Lord, to help me to look a little at how it can be interpreted that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The adjective strong is very significant. Speak we of strength, his arm is strong. And there is a good word in the book of Jeremiah which says their Redeemer is strong. Yes. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of all them whose heart is perfect toward him. Every sinner made honest by grace, sincere, who comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, And now, how can it be that the name of the Lord is a strong tower? Because you can read in the Word of God where it is made so plain that God will have nothing whatever to do with the sinner under the law and brought before his holy bar. God, as he is revealed at Sinai's Mount, is not a refuge, a shelter. No, not a strong tower there for a poor sinner, law condemned and hell deserving, to attempt to run into. Because at Sinai's Mount, God has got one word to say: pay me that which thou owest. Yes. And there the sinner is stripped of all his fancied meekness to approach the dread I Am, and with all his attempts to reform his life and to be better and do better, he cannot produce one good thought, one good deed. No. And he stands before that God as he is revealed at Sinai's Mount, undone, lost, hell deserving. And he puts his mouth in the dust of self-abasement and declares, if my soul is sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. He does not learn this truth there, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Justice cries with frowning face, this mountain is no hiding place. What then? Blessed be God, there is not only the law made known, but there is the gospel. Good tidings of great joy, which declare Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one which believeth. And now, that brings us down to bedrock truth. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and here will be the interpretation of it as you read in Isaiah, and a man should be as a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Do you begin to see how the name of the Lord is a strong tower? Strong because it is verily God. Provided for you because he who is verily God is also verily man. And there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And now think again, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And you sometimes sing about it, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ears. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. And so the name of the Lord is a strong tower, as strong as deity, as strong as omnipotence incarnate can be. Yes. And this strong tower, in looking at it briefly, is set forth in the finished work of Jesus Christ. The sweet, blessed outcome of the life he lived, when Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And as the Word of God tells us, he was made of a woman, made under the law. And he kept that law in all its demands concerning that vast host God the Father had ordained to life eternal. For them, he lived under the law, and at the end of his life declared, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. The strong tower, speaking with great reverence, was set up, yes, to remain for time and eternity too. The rock of ages, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. His finished work. But then, as the law saith to those who were born under it, the soul that sinneth, it should die. Then you read that beautiful scripture that he set his face steadfastly to go up to Jerusalem, knowing the things that awaited him there. And he journeyed up there that he might be found at Calvary's cross. And there you behold a strong tower, a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Oh, it is a wonderful consideration. Christ died for our sins. Christ died for the ungodly. And when he died, what did he do? Blessed be his name, he vanquished death by dying. And when that Easter morn came, and the word went forth, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon, it was equivalent to saying, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. The finished work of Christ, his infinite merits, his law-fulfilling life, his meritorious death, his triumphant resurrection, his glorious ascension, and now Jesus on the eternal throne for mourners intercedes. And so this word is wonderfully seasonable. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And then there is this viewpoint of it. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And there the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When you try to pray, there is Jesus Christ in heaven on your behalf, perfuming your petitions with the fragrance of his infinite merits, the virtue of his name, the name of the Lord. Because when you try to pray, how do you pray? For Jesus' sake. No denial take. While we plead, for Jesus' sake. Yes, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And we can also look at it like this, that it denotes his fullness in all that he is as the sinner's friend. Oh, in this strong tower, there is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that takes us back to that thought I said about omnipotence incarnate. There is that great word in the Psalms, where the psalmist speaks with prophetic truth, a body hast thou prepared me. And you read in the Hebrews where it is set forth by the Apostle Paul, a body hast thou prepared me. And that is, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, veiled in flesh, the Godhead seen. And when you see that truth, you see the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Yes. And I have thought, thinking on this scripture a little, that not only is the incarnate word a strong tower, but the written word is likewise a strong tower. The scriptures and the Lord bear one tremendous name. The written and the incarnate word in all things are the same. Oh, do think, if you can, of what the outlook would be if you and I had not got the Holy Bible, book divine, in these tremendous times in which you and I are living. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge are fled. The word of the Lord is indeed a strong tower. There are the exceeding great and precious promises to encourage poor sinners, whatever their case or circumstances may be. There are the sweet, blessed precepts of the gospel of the grace of God to strengthen you at all times to do what is right before God, with whom you have to do. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. And now to look at the subject from another viewpoint. There is a needs be for this strong tower. A shelter implies that there are storms wherein you desire to obtain the shelter and be safe. And that is what this word reminds us about. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe. It will not do to go round about it and contemplate it on the outside. It is not enough just to sing about it or read about it or listen to sermons preached about it. It must be this: to Christ for help I fly, the friend of sinners lost, a refuge sweet and sure and nigh, and there is all my trust. Like the psalmist said, I flee unto thee to hide me. And this wording tells us the righteous runneth into it and is saved. And now it might be helpful to look just a little at the needs be for this strong tower. As I said, a shelter implies storms. And of a truth, as you look round the world nowadays, there are storms. Every nation seems to dread the swelling tide that threatens to overwhelm and engulf it. Men's hearts everywhere are failing them for fear as they survey the things which are coming on the earth. But then it will not do just to generalize. There is a great danger there. You and I, as grace is given, must particularize. And that means, how stands the case, my soul, with thee, for heaven are thy credentials clear. And now think how good it is to have this strong tower to run into, when you get, as you do every day if you're taught of God, further openings up of what a sinner you are, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart. And remember, it is not against you to be led into that truth deeper down day by day. The Holy Ghost will make the soul feel its sad condition for the sick and not the whole need the good physician. And now, when you are so troubled and tried, and you look within and wonder, can ever God dwell here? Then to remember, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and you can enter into it where you are. You have no great length to go to reach the entrance to it, but where you are, before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Not only so, when it may be you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, and I always feel a limitation in the pulpit in saying much about manifold temptations, because it is difficult to put into words what some of those temptations are, and maybe they ought not to be referred to even in the pulpit, because some of you dear younger people as yet may not have known such temptations, although you might do in the days to come. But whatever your temptations may be, from whatever viewpoint Satan may assail you, and he will know what is your weakness, and there he will make his assault. Do remember, the Lord is able to succor them that are tempted, and he knows what sore temptations mean in every degree of what those temptations may be, for he has felt the same, the hymn writer says, and the word of God makes it plain. Tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. And now, because he is who he is, he who defeated Satan when Satan tempted him day and night for 40 days, and Satan had to leave the battlefield defeated, trust in him of whom the word of God tells us, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Trust in him, ye tempted saints. Tell him all your sad complaints. Here present help will be, give you strength and victory. And now, how good it is to find the name of the Lord is a strong tower when trouble like a gloomy cloud gathers thick and thunders loud. When affliction is laid on you, and that which you look not for, it may be. And there is a great word in Isaiah, in all our afflictions he was afflicted. No preacher can tell you much about it. It would not be wise to attempt to do it, because there were some afflictions Jesus Christ, as verily man, could not suffer from. Remember that. But his loving heart in its wondrous sympathy can enter into every detail of our afflictions, whatever their nature may be. If you want that further opened up, I would just say this, that our afflictions are to do with you and I being sinners, and you and I dwell in a tenement that we shall have notice to quit ere long, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. In other words, you and I are mortal. And that means one affliction will come upon us, it may be, and that will bring us to the end of life's journey. But no affliction could be like that with Jesus Christ as verily man. And so you read, himself took our infirmities. In all our afflictions, he was afflicted. And he is declared to be a Savior of quick understanding. This physician understandeth all disorders of the soul and of the body too. And no payment he demandeth when he makes the wounded whole. The great thing is, when these storms beat upon you in life's journey, when it may be affliction is laid on you, or you come into heaviness through manifold temptations, or what you are by nature drives you nearly to distraction. And remember what Job said, while I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. And yet, then to have recourse to God and pour a prayer in time of need and feel the balm of Jesus' blood, this is to find a friend indeed. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is saved. And now it may be you come into a need and you want the Lord to make your way plain before you. You feel your need of wisdom, and it is to be known. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And when you realize your need of wisdom from above to do that which is right before God as you desire to do, all that you may realize, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. And then you and I need this strong tower, especially in this evil day in which we live. You need this strong tower to shelter you not only from ill and evil, but from error. Error is very specious, and sometimes, although it is counterfeit, it looks on the outside to be genuine. And you need to be continually pleading, lead me in thy truth and teach me. Search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, margin, the way of an idol, and lead me in the way everlasting. The Church of Christ professing at the present time is honeycombed with error and evil. And these are very perilous times for you, dear young people, because there are isms and evils in abundance emanating from hell itself. And to imbibe these is just to imbibe dope. Yes. It is just poison. And now the great thing is to remember the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And to use that petition of Job's, I like it. in that which I know not, and how much that is, teach thou me. Yes. And then I might add, you need this strong tower even in everyday life. You may not have the heaviness that comes through being in the midst of manifold temptations, and you may not have affliction laid on you, but you find the stress and strain of everyday life, especially as you try to behave aright and bear life's responsibilities in your home life, your family circle, or in your business. If you are in business life, you need divine aid. And this is the way to obtain it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And now there is one more viewpoint of this subject I want to touch on a little. There is indeed a very solemn needs be for this strong tower, in that you and I should see divine aid to ever be running into it, as you sang before the sermon. Amid the sorrows of the way, Lord Jesus, teach my soul to pray, and let me taste thy special grace, and run to Christ, my hiding place. And now it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it, and is saved. Runneth into it. What does that mean? You may think, as regards your religion, that you cannot say much about running. Maybe the only progress you seem to make is faint yet pursuing. And that is good, although you would be glad if you could make more speed, it may be, in following on to know the Lord. But to be asking the way to Zion with your faces thitherward is a great mercy, and do prize it. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. And now this running is what you do inside before God. And it means that you run into it in your soul's desire, in your exercises unto godliness, in your longings, your wishes. Yes. And how good it is to remember, prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast, runneth. Lord, teach us to pray. And if the Lord is pleased to do that, then you will know what this line of things is. The righteous runneth into it, and is safe. And now the margin reading is good and helpful. The righteous runneth into it, and is set aloft. And now that brings us back to the illustration. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The psalmist says of the Lord, my high tower. And he is a high tower. Being who he is, verily God, verily man, the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, and yet he condescends to make poor sinners welcome in their approaches unto his holy majesty. And do keep this thought uppermost in your minds, that this strong tower which the name of the Lord is always accessible, as I said earlier on, wherever you may be. Do remember that, you dear young people especially. You may find as the days go on and the world grows yet more wicked still, that you will be much in need of such a hiding place. Good it will be if you find it in your hearts, wherever you may be, to be running into this strong tower and find a sweet, blessed security. Who is he that shall harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And it ought to be said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and also what a great tower he is. And by that I mean, and yet there is room for poor sinners concerned, like the hymn writer puts it, Rock of ages, shelter me, let me hide myself in thee, and yet there is room. Hundreds of millions have found room in this strong tower, prove the name of the Lord to be a blessed reality in their soul's experience. And who can tell but what God will be gracious unto you? A great tower, an accessible tower, a strong tower. And I like how you read about it in the prophecy of Habakkuk. And what does he say? I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. The margin is fenced place. And the margin reading is, watch to see what he will say in me. A still small voice that you hear within, the voice of the Lord. And now, this high place that Habakkuk refers to, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, as I said, a high tower. And the margin is, the righteous runneth into it and is set aloft. And now when you get there, and you read in Isaiah a word like this, he should dwell on high. And if God should grant you that mercy sometimes in his dealings with you, you will then be helped to look back and remember the way he has led you. And you will get a clear-cut view of all his dealings. And you will have to tell all the truth about what you see from that high place when you were set aloft in a heavenly place in Christ Jesus. You will have to say, he hath done all things well. And you will know that he cannot do otherwise. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. You see, this high tower is a place of vision. And when you are favored to be in it, and you look back and remember how God has helped you hitherto, you are helped then to look forward and think of the future with all it may hold in store. But you will be helped to believe he hath delivered, he doth deliver, and we trust he will yet deliver us. Thy love in times past forbids me to think thou wilt leave me at last in trouble to sing. And you will see from that place of vision, for even there you can look round the world as it is with all its woe and wickedness. But when you do look round it, then you will look up and remember the Lord reigneth and you will see it shall be well with them that fear God. And that will be your chief concern as you journey on. With them numbered, I would be now and in eternity. Amen.
Hymn number 135, Joseph Peter, number 227. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. 135.
Communion of the Holy Spirit be upon us and all who love the truth everywhere. Amen and amen.